Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today we have with us Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Thanks for joining us, even though I know you're up to your eyeballs in fair stuff. Maybe even a little more than that.
There's no season better like fair season.
Oh, there is nothing like fair season, except maybe the nap you get afterward.
Yes.
But from everything I've seen, the bits and pieces here and there, all of the effort has turned out some really great stuff going on. And you're going to tell us.
That's right. Yeah. We finished up with Franklin County Fair in Osage City. We had two really great fairs. I thank you to the communities and everybody that sponsored awards or came out and supported the 4-H'ers. Fair, you know, is all about communities. And we have two great communities there in Osage County and Franklin County. And now we're down in Garnett, Kansas, for the Anderson County Fair. We are in full swing here. We had the hog show yesterday and our parade last night and our special awards all given out last night. This morning, we're actually doing the meat goat show and followed up this evening with the sheep show. There's also going to be a pie auction in the merchant's tent from 5:30 to 7. All that money raised for the 4-H'ers there will go back to a scholarship account, which we are giving out $3,000 scholarships down here to three graduating seniors, which I know something that keeps parents up at night is how they're going to afford college. And so I think it's a really great opportunity that we're able to provide that $1,000 scholarship. Every little bit helps. That's going to Talon Jasper, Tyler Gillespie, and Reese Witherspoon. We handed those out last night and are excited about those. Tomorrow we've got the Dairy Goat Show followed by the Dairy Cattle Show. And we've got a pet contest followed up with our beef and bucket calf show Thursday evening. And then Friday rounds out our fair with round robin showmanship and then the livestock premium sale. So really a great fair. They've got fun community events down here for everyone as well. They'll have their mini draft poll on Saturday. And they're also going to have a dance Saturday night from 7 to 11 o'clock. That's put on by the 4-H'ers, but open to everybody. So lots of fun things going on down here at Garnett. It's a free fair. So, again, if you're just looking for a fun event with your kids to come out and look at the animals, see all the exhibits, there will be some inflatables and a little bit of carnival down here tonight. Those are $5 for a wristband across the board. So lots of fun things going on down in Garnett, Kansas.
And I do believe you mentioned a pie auction when we spoke earlier.
That's right, from 5:30 to 7 today.
Oh, okay, yes. 5:30 to 7 today. Hmm. It's going to be hot, but I'll bet the bidding's even hotter.
That's right. It's going to, you know, the cooking down here is next level. I tell you what, there are some really great bakers down here in Anderson County.
You betcha. I've seen the results of some of that, and I've never been quite quick enough with my wallet, but one of these days. All right. Well, I think I'm going to let you get back to it. If somebody's got a question about what's going on, there's a fair book available online?
That's correct. We have all the fair books listed on our website, which is Frontier Extension District. If you just Google that, that will pull up our website. All the fair schedules and fair books are on that website, so you can go there to get all the details. And next week, we have Overbrook Fair, which will round out all of our fairs here in the district. So we're excited to see everybody at Overbrook next week.
Sounds like a winner to me. You stay hydrated, stay in the shade whenever possible, and we're looking forward to updates.
We will. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good day. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall.